Open Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hello guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
Yeah guys, welcome back to the show. My name's Spencer.
那前段时间呢，当然 Facebook founder 创始人扎克伯格是刷爆了朋友圈、因为他捐了很多钱、对吧、然后我们开言英语也做过相关的推送。那后几天呢，就在微信朋友圈也广传的有一篇文章说听扎克伯格亲自来回答大家的几个问题。
然
后后来发现 it's a fake, he didn't write it, it's some Chinese dude who faked his identity.
And
this long article, and one of the questions supposedly Zuckerberg answered 是为什么我娶了一个丑女? Why did I marry an ugly looking woman?
Sounds like we got a hater on our hands today, Jenny.
对，所以这个很有意思啊，就是中美审美的差异，包括就是说对于婚姻的看法，有钱人要娶什么样老婆的看法，我们今天来聊聊这个问题。
So talking about differences between American and Chinese ideals of, you know, view of marriage, view of beauty, things of that nature. And honestly, when I heard this, she's ugly?
对对对，
她是难看吗？
对，我前面就跟 Spencer准备节目的时候，我说我们今天录这个，然后说我扎克伯格为什么娶个丑女，然后 Spencer 特别认真的看着我说，她难看吗？
Yeah, I mean, part of me kind of, I mean, I was like, I'd seen pictures before, I kind of forgot what she looked like, but I didn't remember thinking to myself before that she is, you know, ugly. So,
好，对，所以我们这个背后的事情等一下讲。先来说说英文，你说一个人不好看、难看。
反正我也给你说了，我不觉得什么小家是什么好东西，对吧？He's not like the most stunning man in the world.
哦，你也不觉得扎克伯格帅到哪里，对吧
？I mean, they're both normal looking people.
啊，对，所以我们先讲讲这英文里面说丑或者难看，当然你可以说一个人 ugly.
Yeah, ugly. That's the most standard way.
你刚刚说 normal looking 就是就讲的
一般般，正常。
那还有什么词可以说一个人 ？Can you say someone's bad looking?
Yeah, you could definitely say that. You could say, "Oh, he's so bad looking."
然后或者讲一个女生她丑或者不好看，就是 she's not hot， 可以吗
？Yeah, not hot. But one thing though, if you say bad looking, Daja, everyone, you got to remember that you can't say he looks bad.
Looks bad 和一个人 bad looking 是两回事。
Yeah, bad looking is kind of like 难看的意思。It's kind of like ugly, doesn't look that great, you know. But if you say he looks bad, it means, you know, he looks 有点 you know, maybe like 有点不舒服 maybe like he looks sick or like he doesn't look comfortable at the moment.
就是说他现在看起来有点就是可能 under the weather.
He looks bad. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't look too good.
好，那丑，或者就我也听过有的人形容说 someone is very plain or plain looking, 就看起来很平淡，消失在人群中。
Yeah, we used to say, you could say for like a girl, she's like, oh, she's just a plain Jane.
A plain Jane.
Yeah, Jane, you know, being a girl's name, and plain Jane. Jane is a very, it used to be
大众化，很普通的。
Yeah, very, yeah, just, yeah, exactly.
好，那我觉得当然扎克伯格的太太 Priscilla Chan 华裔的对吧，她就是绝对不能说她什么 ugly 丑，在中可是你看在中国的朋友圈或者微信这种文章里面好像没有人在质疑她丑这件事情。 No one is asking like is that
你们怎么那么肤浅呢？ How are you guys so shallow?
就是当有人说为什么扎克伯格娶了一个丑女，我为什么娶一个丑女，我没看到什么出来 defend， 就是说来为他老婆要保护他的文章，说他根本不丑，他怎么怎么就很多人就说他很she's very intelligent, she's got a lot of substance, 说他很有智慧，他是 Yale graduate, 对吧，耶鲁大学毕业的，然后心灵美，很有 substance, 但没有一个人说 No, she's not ugly. 没有人说她不丑。
嗯、
对，就是我觉得这里可以说
yeah, no one came out to defend old Priscilla.
对，就是这里可能是又涉及到中美审美的一个差异，因为我们都一直觉得说、
yeah.
哦，好像老外觉得漂亮的中国女生都和中国人觉得的漂亮的女生是不一样的、
yeah.
就很多人说老外喜欢那种特别 oriental looking、
nah.
喜欢很东方的要那种 you know, single eyelid 就是单凤眼啊然后 maybe flat face 就我们讲想到里面、
I wanted to make a bad joke just now but I'm not gonna do it、
好吧但就是Spencer, 你是觉得你们美国人真的觉得那样很 oriental looking, 就是很东方那个脸是漂亮的还是
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's funny. I mean, Chinese people always say, or they say, you know, a foreigner has just come to China if he's got like an ugly girlfriend. But if he's been in China, you can tell he's been in China a while if he's got what Chinese people consider to be a hot girlfriend or a good looking wife or whatever. You know, it's actually really funny. One, I don't know why you guys should place so much emphasis on what you perceive beauty to be. Because, you know...
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
人家节人就叫颜值吧 Every, you know, it's
up to... This is beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah,
right?
Right. It's up to you and your taste. One other thing, though. Actually, I find this really interesting. I just thought of this now. In the past couple of weeks, I saw something posted online... And they showed pictures of women, like, basically it would say the country, and then they'd show the picture of the woman. And it's kind of like what was the ideal woman. So did you, China was totally different than all the other ones. Like, all the other ones are pretty similar. The woman's kind of busty, or she's kind of thick, or, you know, she's kind of...
就比较 athletic, 比较对吧就
Yeah, or just has more kind of like this, almost like...natural healthy kind of build whereas here it seemed like they had this like really skewed view of what ideal was and they expected her to be super skinny here but totally beautiful there and da 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 you know it's just kind of
所以你觉得就是我们中国人对于美的苛求很高就是要女生就是又要很瘦但是又要有胸又要前凸后翘、
yeah.
然后呢那个脸一定要是锥子脸双眼皮怎么样
sure,
对吧
sure, sure. Yeah,、
就现在所以很多女生整容都会 you know cosmetic surgery 都会整成了一个模板
but,
follow the same template
how are women so susceptible to this
但 Spencer 我还是 就现在跑题说远了就是说到中美审美的差异、我觉得是这样的外国人就像你说的他很多时候他一直在国外什么他也接触不到那么多中国的女性、
嗯、
就他可能他觉得什么是漂亮的或者说他能接触到的那个漂亮的中国女性也没有就也不是那么容易对吧、
嗯嗯、
但是到最后说出来还是最后你选择的伴侣也好 partner 或者你的 girlfriend 或者你的 spouse wife 也好、
嗯
还是要你们一起可以 you need to be able to get along
yeah
这个 relationship is much more about just beauty
yeah beauty is only skin deep Jenny
beauty is only skin deep 所以这是很好的一个英文的说法啊
yeah, yeah.
就是说美丽只是外表对不对
yeah,
it's only skin deep
yeah 反正不是那么深
哎那么深你们就说经常我们会说 beauty versus substance
yeah yeah beauty versus substance
beauty 就是这种 outside 的美 substance、
yeah.
是你内在的美
yeah, pretty
对吧
much, it's, yeah.
对所以我觉得就是你看像扎克伯格很多人说你为什么娶个丑女我觉得就是说换作 if he's not Zuckerberg 他不是那么有钱的话没有人会觉得他的老婆不漂亮没有人会觉得他老婆真的算是 ugly 或者算丑、
嗯、
但是因为 he's loaded he's super wealthy、
yeah.
所以中国人很多的想法就是哎，你那么有钱你大可以去娶什么 Miss World Miss Universe 世界上最美的女生
yeah but that's also kind of like assuming that likeWell, I think we also, well, money can't buy you happiness and it sure as hell can't buy you love, Jenny.
对对
Yeah, so I mean, okay, you can go out with all that money and get all kinds of like beautiful women and have maybe like crazy sex or something. But after that, it's not going to get you anywhere. After a while, maybe you'll wake up next to this woman one day and be like, God, she's annoying. Why did I marry her?
所以你看像 Zuckerberg, 他就是我们 中国人叫他是一个炫妻狂魔 So he's a bit of a
炫妻狂魔
wife bragger
Because
he's very proud of his wife's achievement of who she is 就是他就说我太太对我的影响很深他这次捐他450亿99% Facebook 的股票他说是其实他太太inspired him to do it 他就说我们有那么多的钱对吧这个钱我们是几辈子都用不完、
mm-hmm.
What is more to our money to our wealth、
mm-hmm.
所以就他是 wife bragger 炫妻狂魔因为他觉得他的太太使他变成了一个更好的人、
yeah.
对
And then、this kind of reminds me we have another saying、I'm going to say thisalmost correctly it's like behind every great man stands a great woman、I think that's how it goes
一个好男人的背后总有一个强大的女人支持
yeah and you know and that basically means obviously like the man is usually out on the front line he's like the one that you know if he's like an important person whether he's a president or a business owner or whatever he's the one showing his face but of course his woman is his confidant、mm. she's the one that gives him you know encouragement and ideas when people aren't around
哎好那我们今天的节目其实这个话题真的有很多的切入点我们可以聊一集节目的时间也有限了那当然你可以到我们 Open Language 的微信公众号因为除了能够看到今天文章的关键词推送就是在留言评论的地方可以把你自己的想法说出来、
mm-hmm.
对吧、
Let
us know your take 对对对、最后但是我想分享还有一个词我们一直说、有钱男的应该娶一个什么漂亮女很多人觉得有钱男的要娶漂亮的女的英文里也有一个这个说法叫 trophy wife
yeah trophy wife
奖杯老婆这个 trophy wife 呢是特别我觉得可能五六十年代的美国一直到八九十年代其实美国人大众眼里也是感觉有钱男的要娶一个 trophy wife
yeah and they're usually gold diggers too
也是 gold digger trophy wife 就是他这个老婆是像个奖杯一样可以拿出去跟人炫耀的又漂亮对不对
yeah just show her off to everyone else
exactly just she's there for you to show off
yeah
因为她就漂亮
she's your arm candy
arm candy
yeah yeah you got her on her arm you walk around town say this is my hot wife you wish you had this
对就是以前的美国我觉得主流可能大家也有那样的思想啊、
mm-hmm.
但后来就是现在的想法有些不一样、
mm-hmm. well you know if you got a big enough wallet you can have that
好那我们今天的节目就到这里然后呢最后也要介绍一下我们开言英语的微信公众号因为有我们当然很精彩的节目对吧、
mm-hmm.
然后呢还有额外的我们新开辟的像美图短语美图英语这样的几分钟你可以学很有用的英语、mm-hmm. 说法 phrases 的新栏目即包括你可以来试用我们的付费课程然后呢还有很优惠的付费课程微信支付特惠所以关注我们微信公众号吧好今天的节目就到这儿 Thanks for listening We'll see you next time 再见
Bye-bye